Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Lisa H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024, and this is the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book in the chapter to the Agnostics on page 50. We'll be reading and commenting on the third paragraph that begins on one proposition and ends, "Let's look at the record." Today's readers for the 12 steps, Mary Ann H., the 12 traditions, Patty T., readers of the text, Abby D., Nancy R., our backups, Vanessa G., our newcomer greeters, Kathleen W., the second hour host is Eileen M., and the announcements will be given this morning by Kathy F. Thank you for your service this morning. The share IDs for yesterday, Tuesday, October 1st, 2024, for the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,788. That's 21788. And for the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, it's 21,789. That's 21789. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary Ann H. to please read the 12 steps.
This is Mary Ann H., recovered from New Jersey, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admit that we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. 4. Searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mary Ann H. And I'll now ask Patty T. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Patty T., compulsive overeater from New York, the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me read, and I'll pass back to Lisa.
Thank you, Patty T. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study in the Big Book in the chapter We Agnostics, and we're on page 50, and we'll be reading and commenting on the third paragraph that begins on one proposition and ends, let's look at the record. I will now ask Abby D. to please begin reading.
Lisa, excuse me for the interruption. This is Kathleen W. I am the newcomer greeter.
Great. Thanks. Glad to have you here, Kathleen. And Abby, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Thanks, Abby.
Yep. Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Abby D. I'm a recovered compulsive eater and bulimic in Michigan. On one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. Every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than himself. This power has, in each case, accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. As a celebrated American statesman put it, let's look at the record. So there's a lot of words in here that I really like. You know, overall it's talking about that people are coming together and agree on something, and the thing that they can agree on is that something in their life has done for them what they couldn't do for themselves. And when I think about this disease and how strong it is and the magnetic pull to the food and, you know, just that complete despair of like, I'm done. I can't do it by myself. Like the recovery from compulsive eating and bulimia in my life and that magnetic pull to the food, like being recovered from that I no longer have that, has shown me more than anything in my life that there's a power greater than myself. The word strikingly means in a way that attracts attention by reason of being unusual, extreme, or prominent. And this is extreme in my life. Like, I'm willing to go to absolutely any length because, like, it's extreme. Like, is that something could remove that strong of a pull for me is really miraculous. And it says every one, meaning every single one of the people that recovered, they gained access to. And how do we gain access to? We work the steps. I have to gain access, which means I have to be given access. And how we get access is we put down the food and we work the steps. And, you know, this miraculous power has done something humanly impossible, which means, like, it's not within the range of my human capacity. I can't do it. I can work the steps. I can put the, you know, put the plug in the jug, as some people would say. But, like, I can't keep it down. I can't at all. And that last line, let's look at the record. You know, that just means, like, let's review the facts. Here we have, as my friend would say, a provable, repeatable solution. Like, we have a solution here. We have, you know, let's look at the facts. We have people that are recovered, like, you know, it takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of, like, commitment to do the daily disciplines that this requires. But, like, let's look at the facts. If people do it, they recover, and it is miraculous. I did not do it for myself. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Abby D., for getting us started this morning. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shares to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you've shared on any of the vision meetings on Monday or Tuesday, we ask you to hold back this morning. And who would like to comment on what was read? Rachel K. Rachel?
Dorita P.
Dorita P.
Anayeta R.
Anayeta R. Okay. Anybody else?
Jane S. in New Hampshire.
Okay, Jane F. Okay, last call. We'll get started. Anybody? Okay, we're going to start with Rachel K., Dorita P., Hanietta R., and Jane F. Rachel K., please share with us.
Hi, thanks. This is Rachel K., compulsive overeater recovered in Indiana. And this paragraph is great because it kind of describes how I came to believe. You know, opinions, like they say, are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one, or at least that's the G-rated version of that saying. But yeah, I mean, if you put 100 people in a room, you'll have 101 opinions. And the fact that it says this striking fact that people can agree on this, that no matter what their higher power is, the people who had the recovery that I wanted, who had the abstinence that I wanted, who had the emotional sobriety that I wanted, all had one thing in common, and that was that they had a belief in a power greater than themselves. And so, you know, I am, you know, I like to be an evidence-based person. You know, you can tell me something, and that's one thing, but if you show me something, then I am more apt to believe it. And I looked around me, and I was like, oh, so the people who believe in a higher power, the people who turn their lives over to this higher power, they're the ones who have what I want. Okay, I think I'll do what they do. It was as simple as that. Like, I like to try to figure things out and how does this work, et cetera. And I had to lay that all aside and just look at people around me and say, oh, that person has what I want. What do they do? Okay, I'll think I'll do that. That person also has what I want. I'll ask how they're doing it. oh, they're believing in a higher power. You know, I don't know if one exists or not, but my ideas aren't working. My way of figuring it out isn't working. I think I'll just like try somebody else's method for a change other than mine and see if it works. And it did. It, you know, it sounds like it's really, really simple. It is. Is it easy? No. But I had to basically just say, okay, I'll act as if, I'll do whatever. I will, you know, just imitate what they're doing, you know, and maybe it'll work. And it did. And I'm going to play Harlan G here for a second because I just had to look up who this statesman was. His name was Al Smith. He was the governor of New York. So if you were wondering, I just saved you a Wikipedia. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Rachel K. Dorita P., you're up, followed by Hanietta R.
Hi, this is Dorita P. I'm really grateful to be here. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason, so I'm really grateful I have a seat here. And thank you so much for your service and everybody's service. I'm really grateful for Overeaters Anonymous. It saved my life, and it's saving my life. Let's look at the record, and, you know, we are strikingly agreed. I'm trying to think what I want to say. I'm sorry. I'm just grateful for OA and the 12 steps because, you know, the 12 steps work. The 12 steps work for anything, food, alcohol, anything. And we are strikingly agreed on that. And the 12 steps bring us to our higher power. And I'm so grateful that I guess maybe I always believed in a higher power, but today I'm trusting and believing and I'm depending on a higher power. And it's funny because I know for me, I'll depend on a higher power when there's nothing else to depend on. And that's a good thing. I mean, it could be good and bad, but just for today, that's a good thing. So I'm grateful that everybody is here. Somebody is unmuted. I'm grateful that everybody is here so that we can have a meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorita P. And Hanietta R., you're up, followed by Jane F.
Good morning. I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I am in remission. And I'm from Texas. This is Central Time. Thank you so much for your service. And I'm not going to be on the phone. I'm not going to be on my phone. I'll have it off for the next 3 days. And so if you call me, please leave a message. So I know you called. Every time you call me, please leave a message, or I think sometimes it's a fake call. Anyway, these men and women are strikingly agreed, have strikingly agreed. Just the fact that these people agreed after this whole chapter of, you know, I can't, I don't believe it, I'm not going to do it, there's no way. You know, and now all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, after this whole thing of, you know, of going back and forth, these people agreed that they have to gain access, you know, and believe in some kind of a power. I am so fortunate. I am so blessed. I had a power greater than myself in 1981 when I came into this fellowship, and I always did. My problem was I didn't think I was good enough for that power, God, to want to help me because I was such a wretch. I was a terrible person. I did terrible things. I was... anyway, I don't want to keep going into that. But this program has saved my life. It has brought me into a place where today I am a upstanding, person in my community. I'm trustworthy. I'm honest as I can be. And I didn't even know what honesty was when I came in. I thought telling a lie was much better than telling the truth anytime. And, you know, I don't do all these terrible things. And I know for a fact that I would have been dead, not necessarily from compulsive overeating, but I was hung with such terrible people, I would have been shot or killed or something. I would have eaten something that killed me, possibly too bad to eat, spoiled food. Something would have killed me. You know, could have been the food, but could have been anything. And I'm so grateful that I'm here this month. In a few days, I'll be 9 days, I'll be 74 years old. And I never thought I'd make it this far. And I have a God of my understanding who's wonderful. He's my father, my friend, my confidant. He's everything. I turn to him for everything all day long, as it says, you know, in step. Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry. I'll just finish this. My life is a miracle, and there's a miracle out there for everyone. And don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. Just keep coming back. Thank you so much. Okay, I set my timer. I thought I had a few more seconds. Sorry. Bye.
Thank you, Hanietta R. And Jane F., please share with us. I hear some background noise, but I don't hear Jane. Jane F.
Good morning. This is Jane. Do you hear me now?
I hear you now. Thanks, Jane.
Oh, thank you. I had to dial back in. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for this meeting today. Thank you for everyone who does service. And my name is Jane F., and I'm in New Hampshire, and I am grateful to say today that I am a real compulsive overeater, and I'm grateful to be in the steps. I've been in the steps for 3 months now, a deep, deep dive, deeper than I've ever done before, with an honesty that has, that my higher power, who I today call God, which I never thought I would say that, has brought me to a place where I'm safe and protected, and I'm able to really, really dig in and be honest about my life and who I am. And so when I first came in, God, a higher power back in the day, 15 years ago, brought me to AA. And AA brought me to OA. And OA, over the years, through multiple relapses, multiple sponsors, has brought me to a God who I believe today loves me, protects me, guides me. I ask for that guidance every morning. I give my will and my life over in all areas of my life today with complete surrender and complete acceptance. And I heard it on a meeting last night, and I repeated it, that I'm grateful today to be an alcoholic, but I'm also grateful to be know that I'm a compulsive overeater, and that there's a solution just for today. And you know, my belief in the beginning was very simple. I just asked, and I believed, and then I received, and I let go, and I listened, and I took suggestions, and I did service, and I did the steps to the best of my ability over and over again, many different ways in both programs. And today, it's just so different, and I'm in my amends process right now. And some of you know, I'm actually going to be able to go to Daytona Beach. I leave on Friday morning at 2 a.m. to go make face-to-face amends to my, the biggest one is going to be to my ex-husband who's dying of lung cancer, and I'm going to be able to be present with him and his mom. And, you know, my higher power has guided me to that. I certainly did not set that up, that's for sure. And I just so believe that today. I have no fear around it. I have a little bit of anxiety, but I'm letting it go, and I'm talking to other people and listening to what other people's suggestions are. And this belief that I have today is just so beautiful. It gives me a peace in my heart that I've never had. And so thank you for everyone who makes this meeting possible. I love Vision. You've saved my life. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jane F. from New Hampshire. And we are on page 30, commenting on the third paragraph that begins on one proposition and ends, "Let's look at the record." Who else would like to share this morning?
Kenneth C.
Somebody
Ken,
tell me that.
Ken W.
Kenneth C.
K, okay, I got Ken W. C. K. Met.
K. Met.
Okay. Okay. K. Met. K. Met C. Ken W. H. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Anita J.
Anita J. I have K. Met C., Ken W. H., Anita J. Lots of time. Anybody else? Okay. K. Met C., you're up, followed by Ken W. H.
Thank you. This is K. Met C. from Ohio. I am newer to A Vision for You. And I appreciate everyone's shares. It's been right on. On that paragraph, I liked the, not liked, but what spoke to me was strictly agreed. Every one of them has gained access to and believe in a power greater than themselves. And that is what makes OA beautiful. It was said earlier that if you get 100 people together, you'll have 101 different opinions. And you know, everyone's higher power is different, but yet we are unified because we believe in a power that is greater than ourselves. And that is, at least for me and from the Big Book, the theme of, you know, recovery and the 12 steps is believing in something greater than ourselves, because in our own will and our own way, we are powerless. Many admit, at least for me, I've tried many different methods, had success with one for a short period of time, and then it went away. So, like I said, even though we are so different, we are still all unified because of the steps, and that we continue, or even when it says granted access to, that does remind me of what somebody else said about acting as if, because a lot of people common to the 12 steps do not have an higher power, but eventually get one in their own way. So that's what I like about We Agnostics, because it helps people find a higher power. And I feel like that higher power is what gets us through this program, because we just, like for me, I cannot do it myself. And I've had a lot of success. I've been abstinent from my trigger foods since 2019. I've lost over 120 pounds, and I've been able to keep it off. I lost it in 2 years, and I could not have done that myself. And for me, it was hard for me with my higher power. I feel like I've already had one, but I didn't think my higher power cared enough about my addiction with food. And then after working step three, well, one, two, and three, I realized that my higher power cares all about me, especially the food, because that addiction had was controlling my life to where my life was truly unmanageable. So with that all passed, my name is Kaynette from Ohio.
Kaynette, can you spell your first name? I think she muted.
It's C-A-I-N-E-T-T-E.
Terrific. Thank you for that. Thank you, Kaynette C. from Ohio. And Ken W.H., you're up, followed by Anita J.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Ken W.H., recovered compulsive overeater from North Carolina. let's look at the facts, and or let's look at the record, and I take that as let's look at the facts. And if step one in my life is a fact, then a power greater than myself that is mentioned in step two must be a given. It's an absolute fact. If I am powerless, and I am, over food, then the food itself stands as a power greater than me. So step two is a fact for me. There is a power greater than myself. And the question is, do I understand myself to be crazy as a result of this power greater than myself called food? And yes, I'm nuts. I'm insane. And so the issue becomes, can I even grasp the idea of a power greater than myself that will in fact bring me back to sanity? And that has taken time, taken a long time, and it was a function of step one. I just fought that. I fought it tooth and nail, that this powerlessness piece, because look at all the other stuff I could do. And I just could not buy the powerless part for a long, long, long time. And it wasn't until I got that, until I got nailed with that, that it became clear I needed something better in my life and a power greater than myself that'll heal what's not right with me. And you know something? I didn't have to find it. It found me. And that, you know, the food found me all the time. I didn't have to go looking for it. It just jumped all over me most of the time. It found me. And I had to accept the fact that I have been found by a power greater than myself that shook sanity into me and helped me to fully grasp what step one was truly all about, that I'm powerless. The nature of the power ultimately is irrelevant. The fact is that it exists, or I would not be here today, and neither would every one of those who are telling their story in this book. And so that's all I have to share. Thank you. Have a great day, all.
Thank you, Ken W.H. from North Carolina, and Anita J., you're up.
Thank you so much. This is Anita J. I'm recovered in west of Boston, Massachusetts. You know, when I first got led through the 12 steps, I told my sponsor, I did a lot of that then. I don't need this chapter because I believe in God. She was pretty wise because she said, okay, but what if you're going to sponsor somebody who doesn't believe in God? This chapter will give you a lot of tips on how to deal with that. Well, that made sense. Things had to make sense, huh? When they didn't before, picking up the food never made sense. But this had to make sense. Well, thank God she was like that, because I learned in this program about pockets of agnosticism, you know, things that I really don't believe or do believe. And the don't believing is becoming fewer and fewer as it changes my life. You know, I wasn't trying to test God at all. But the miracle, you know, the miracle was over 10 and a half years of abstinence. But then on my birthday back in August 18th, and my son, you know, I was going to go into all that, but he didn't come, and it just blindsided me, and I licked the frosting off this tiny little cupcake. And then I used the candle as a spoon and took the frosting. Nothing, not the cake. What's the cake? It's the frosting. Anyway, the miracle, that happened. It was like a slap side of the head. What are you doing after all you've done and all these God's done for you? You're always singing to yourself, Amazing Grace. put it into action, kid. And it just got me back to knowing that he believes in me. I believe in him. I believe that he's there for all of us. It doesn't matter what you call him. He doesn't care. She, he, and this program, this is the program that really got me back on the track, and I love it. And I give thanks for every single one of you, the newcomers, the old timers, names I heard today that I haven't heard in a while. I'm going to look them up and call them. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita J. from Massachusetts. And we are on page 50 in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter We Agnostics. Reading, we've read and are commenting on the third paragraph that begins on one proposition and ends, let's look at the record. And who else would like to share this morning?
Anita L.
Anita L.
Miriam J.
Miriam J.
John S.
John S. Anybody else? Star one, if you haven't shared in a minute, in a while, in 2 days.
Roy C.
Who is that with C?
Roy C.
Roy, okay. All right. We have Anita L., Maureen, no, Miriam J., John S., and Roy C. So Anita L., you're up, followed by Miriam J.
Good morning, everybody. This is Anita J. Anita L., sorry. Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. And I was putting off wanting to share today because I'm supposed to be a reader on Friday. I don't know if I will be the reader of the paragraph, but it's too close to share 2 days, you know, 2 days apart. And so I wasn't going to share. However, such miracles have happened in my life in the last 24 hours that I just felt that I needed to be one of the few who are sharing on this recorded line. And so I have gained access to, and I 100% do believe in, a power greater than myself who has restored me to sanity, not just with the food. The food is just the beginning. And boy, it was everything to me. It was everything. I mean, it was so hard to put down that food. It took me decades to put it all down. And now I see why it's so important where they say we must have entire abstinence, because now I can keep that food, or I can't. God has helped me to have access to keeping the food down because it's been down for a while. So now I have that beautiful connection with my higher power, and I'm able to hear the message of hope, of recovery, of connection with God. And I had a lot of fears the last few days because of a situation. And boy, did I have to work my butt off with having faith and trust in God. And you see, that was always the piece that was missing. Not just having a relationship with God, but really holding on to the trust. I had it for a smidgen of a little bit, but I didn't hold on and I didn't work it with all my heart by calling people and crying and sharing about it. And miracles have happened in my life. And even this morning, it was 7:02, and I said to my meditation partner, do you have just one more minute? I just want to pick out of my box of cards, the meditation card for the day, And I said, God, please pick the card that you want me to read. It was exactly what God had written in God's letter to me. And it was just validating, this is what I want for you today. And that is a miracle. It may sound kind of weird, but trust me. If I put down my beliefs and am willing to be changed and transformed to a spiritual way of life, all is possible, and it's wonderful. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita L. And Miriam J., you're up, followed by John F.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. I'm Miriam J., compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. I want to share on the first sentence. On one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. It just dawned on me as I heard that this morning that we here in the United States are surrounded by people who cannot agree. We've got all kinds of issues happening in our lives that people are, not only don't they agree, but they're opposed to each other. And here we have a concept about a higher power that can't be seen, that certainly those of us who have found this higher power in our lives know the existence of it. But the miraculousness of the fact that these men and women could agree that there was a power that could save us from this disease is, for me, absolutely miraculous and incredible. And I just sit here in awe that I am a beneficiary of that agreement. You know, religion is something, or spirituality, there's lots of different colors, lots of different versions of it, and these men and women agreed that it didn't matter the version or the color. All it mattered was that we believed and gained access to this power. And that has saved my life more times than not, because I have more addictions than not. So with that, I am very grateful, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam J. And John F., you're up, followed by Roy C.
Hi, my name is John S. I'm from Maryland Eastern Shore. This morning I was speaking with my sponsor, and I just wanted to say that if you don't have a sponsor, you really should get one. I was blessed enough to find this one, and they have really helped me with my struggles. I'm going through a little bit of stuff right now, a little bit of life stuff, you know, where your partner, your spouse is not doing as well, and you're looking to make some changes in where you live, and all of a sudden God wakes up and says, wait a minute, I've got some other plans for you. And if you're not understanding that man plans and God laughs, I'm living it right now. And it was through talking with my sponsor that I was able to get myself back on track and realize that me falling into the food again is not going to help our situation in any way, shape, or form. And it's not going to help me. Sure, that initial thing of that we all get out of food, a comfort might happen momentarily, a fleeting moment, but it's not worth it. And the best thing I can do for our situation, for my situation and my wife's situation, is to stay abstinent, stay on course, and do the work. And I want to shout out to my sponsor that I appreciated that message this morning. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, John F. And Roy C., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Roy C. I'm calling from Southern New Jersey, and I'm grateful this morning to be in the herd, that everybody heard on this program this morning believes in a higher power, and I believe in a higher power too. And it works in many ways through other people and actions and things that happen. I happen to be home today, but a week ago I was out in Des Moines, Iowa, and I didn't know what to do with myself. The higher power for me in my thinking worked to allow me to have a rental car that was better than what I had planned on. A sunny day in the middle of the week, directions to go to Dyersville, Iowa, to the Field of Dreams baseball field that I'd seen on television and the movies. And I got there, and it was just the way that I imagined it would be. And I was able to find a place that had a nice lunch that was abstinent for me and what I had planned. And a country drive home that was beautiful to see. I'd never seen so much corn in all my life. And I got back to my room in Des Moines, Iowa, and I was tired, and I didn't feel like going anywhere, and I had plans to go someplace else. And I think the higher power said, nah, let's stay home. And I turned on the TV, and the movie that came on the TV in my room was Field of Dreams. And I watched the movie, and it was a wonderful experience. And I was able to stay abstinent that day, and I had a good day. And I think that it, for me, that had a lot to do with the higher power. I couldn't have thought that out myself, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm grateful to be able to share it here this morning. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Roy C. And we have some time left, maybe two or three more shares. Who else would like to share this morning?
Kathleen W.
From South Jersey.
I have Kathleen W. And who's from South Jersey?
Amy F.
Amy. F is in Frank. S is in Sam.
F is in Sam.
Terrific. Anybody else? Last call.
Vanessa,
how far we get? Say again. Oh, Vanessa. Okay. All right. So Kathleen W., you're up, followed by Amy S. And Vanessa, we'll see if we get to you. Thanks, everybody. Kathleen W.
Good morning, family. This is Kathleen W. from Illinois. Can you hear me?
You're good. Yes, we can hear you. Now I can't hear you, Kathleen.
Sorry, I signed myself off again.
There you go.
You know, I love this one sentence. This power has, in each case, accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. And I can't explain what happened to me. You know, I worked through the steps. I was as honest as I could be. I had been unwilling to do some things, and then after praying for several months, the set-aside prayer, my willingness just came up in a conversation with a woman who was making some suggestions, and I was desperate enough to say, I'm going to try that, and that woman became my sponsor. And I did have a new experience and openness that I had not had before. After praying all of this time to have that willingness, and I can't explain, I didn't pick the hour this all happened. God just answered my prayer. It was a miraculous happening. I can't explain how my higher power works all the time, but we are, you know, it says we're all agreed that we all have this power that helped us. You know, my abstinence doesn't look like other people's abstinence. it's not the same. I wouldn't be agreed with. I don't agree with theirs. My abstinence. But one thing that we do agree upon is that we have a power that is greater than ourselves that has done this work in us to save us from compulsive eating and all of the misery and destruction that goes with it. And for that, I am so grateful. So grateful for all of you on the line. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kathleen W. Amy S., you're up, followed by Vanessa G.
Hi, good morning. My name is Amy S., and I'm working towards recovery. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I, first of all, want to thank everyone on the line because the amount of recovery that I hear every morning is so inspirational. And thank you, everyone who does service. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that I am completely powerless over my compulsion to overeat and to use food to deal with my feelings, and that I need that power in my life every day, every minute, every second to lean in to get recovery. And I'm so grateful that this program, this fellowship, and that I can have access to a God that can relieve me of this horrible, insidious, cunning and baffling condition. And God has worked so many miracles for me in the last 24 hours. He just keeps revealing himself to me. I mean, every time, because for me, I've struggled with faith and believing and creating that connection. Yet I've worked, been continuously working since coming into the program 15 months ago to, you know, build that connection, because I know that's been the missing piece for me. That is the reason why I've had relapses. And, you know, I'm going through a really hard time right now in my personal life. And I know there's no doubt if I was running the show that I would be in the food completely immersed and completely insane. And the fact that I'm not in the food and that I'm stopping to ask God to help me with these things, that he is literally dropping people in my life that are helping me in unbelievable, miraculous ways. I mean, like, just beyond belief. Like, is this real? And I'm just so grateful for that. And, you know, I'm not where I want to be in program. I'm still struggling sometimes with but I'm so much further along, and that's not because of me at all. That's not me. That's God. There's no way it's me. I haven't been able to do it for 40 years, and I know I couldn't, you know, I can't do it. So I just wanted to express how, you know, grateful I am again for God and my fellows and my sponsor who is helping me through the steps again, you know, as I go through them again. And let the, you know, people on the line that are newcomers, just don't stop coming. Just keep coming back because it works. It really does. And, you know, don't stop before the miracles happen. Thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Amy S. and Vanessa. I have a little over a minute. Would you like to take it?
I'll try. This is Vanessa G. in New Mexico, recovered. And if you're new and you're listening, you're trying to decide whether or not to give this thing a shot, and you know whether or not there is anything on the other side of the, you know, this decision to give it a shot, look at our 12th step. It really does promise a spiritual awakening as a result of the apps. And whether you believe or don't believe, or whether you can or can't right now in terms of, you know, not the food, if you go through those steps, you will have a spiritual awakening. It's promised in that 12th step. Stick with us. Decide what we've done and become recovered. I'm really grateful to this meeting and for the great voices on this meeting that helped me make decisions. Thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vanessa G. and everyone who shared this morning. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following closing. The share ID for today, Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,791. That's 21791. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Nancy R., will you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only until keep you until then.
Yes. Hi, Nancy R. from Northwest Illinois, recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.